Thank you very much and welcome back. At FarmFest yesterday, at the annual Ag Outlook Forum, Chief Analyst for North Star Commodities, Mark Schultz, gave his outlook.
Driving out here, the crops look fabulous from the road. Probably the best I've seen in all the years I've been doing this. This is probably 30-some years. So I think it has a tremendous potential. I would agree. It's not in the bin yet. And we'll see how high some of the trade analysts are taking the crop up. We saw StoneX come out yesterday, put the corn yield projected at 188, bushel 188.1, I believe, and the beans at 53.5. So they got some pretty high numbers in there. Time will tell. We're seeing some of the early corn being harvested now down in the far south, Louisiana, Georgia area. We'll start seeing some more in Texas, Oklahoma, the northern delta, probably in 10 to 15 days. The early yields that I'm hearing so far coming out of the southern delta is a good crop, probably equal with last year. Otherwise, I do like the export business that's been going on with corn. It's very good, quite frankly. It's the second best in the last 10 to 15 years on corn export sales. So I think that's been very good this year. Now, next year, I think it tapers off a little bit. Soybeans, their export business has been pretty good as well. But we've done a lot of business with China. And what has happened thus far is that China continues to buy more of the beans with Argentina and Brazil. They're readily available, and they can get the beans from those two countries at lower levels than they can to buy U.S. beans. Now, they're going to have to buy, they can't get them all from there, so eventually they're going to have to buy some beans from the U.S. But I think what's going to end up being a problem is that's going to be cut by about what they normally purchase, but going to cut that in about one-third, a reduction. So they're going to buy maybe two-thirds of what they normally purchase. To date, typically they're already buying beans from the U.S. for delivery into this November, December, January, February time period. They have yet to buy one bushel of beans from the U.S. Once you get to, it's usually about 150 to 160 million bushels they've already bought by the time the month of August is over with, and then it's 250, 270 million roughly by the time September is over with, and about 450 to 470 million bushels are typically purchased for delivery to China by the end of October. So your window of opportunity is closing quickly, and if you don't sell it in there, then you're going to have a shorter window in which to move it, which will be your Oct-Nov-Dec-Jan, because when February rolls around, I'll about assure you, they'll have Brazilian beans coming back into the market. So the bean market, you know, quite frankly, I know it seems hard, but it's actually holding up better than I would think with a 53 bushel crop and a record crop out of South America. It isn't exactly falling out of bed. Now, it's not great. We're just under $10 a bushel on November beans. I would say if this crop truly does get to be up in the neighborhood of a 53.5 to 54 bushel per acre national yield, I think you're going to end up with beans probably trickling down somewhere in the category of maybe 950, 975 area, something like that. But what becomes the issue, and I think people will look at it, well, we'll miss the boat, do everything else. The soybean market, if you just look, take a chart, for the last 13 months has been in a sideways trading pattern of about $1.50 a bushel. That's the range. That is an incredibly narrow range of trading for that length of time. To break out and suggest that the market is going to break out and go to the upside, you're going to have to clear $10.80 a bushel. So the nearby futures have to close above 1080. If that happens, it becomes bullish, technically speaking. And on the bottom side, again, I think this 950 should hopefully hold the downside for the time being. We're not getting much help out of the wheat market either, despite the fact that the wheat crop is okay, and the export business is okay. But again, it's just overburdensome supply globally that has all come on. Nobody's had what I would call a crop failure anywhere.
Weather's been good. Producers are great. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.